This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Plenty of upsets on day one of the NCAA tournament, including the Badgers falling to High Point, 83-82. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Chase Johnson scored the go-ahead bucket in the final seconds of the game to lift the Panthers to their 15th straight win. For the Badgers, another early exit from the tournament, head coach Greg Gard.
In terms of how this group has grown, this group deserved to go farther. You know, they were good enough to go farther. They ran into a team that, you know, played really, really well and did what they had to do.
Badger forward Nolan Winter on the loss.
That's just basketball. Like, shots go in and you're up 8-10 points with the time winding down. You're feeling good. And all of a sudden they start. I mean, he hits a half-court shot pretty much. Like, that's a big shot to cut to five. And then they put some more shots together. And, you know, I continue to say this, but that's a really good team over there. So it's all the credit in the world to them and what they were able to do against us. And obviously, when we're not making shots, it makes it a little more difficult. But, no, that's just hoops. That's what happens.
Nick Boyd had 27 for the Badgers. Badger women knocked off Oregon State 62-58, first round of the Women's Basketball Invitational. Green Bay Phoenix women will open NCAA tournament play at Minnesota later today. That one tips at 5 p.m. this evening. WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament underway. Division 3 and 4 semifinals were played yesterday, and Division 5 action will tip off this morning. Reidsville against Sheboygan Lutheran and Prentice against Southwestern. Badger women's hockey team facing Penn State in the NCAA Frozen Four semifinals later today. The Badgers looking for a record 9th straight NCAA championship. Bucks opened a 4-game road trip last night with a 128-96 loss at Utah. And Cactus League baseball, the Brewers, drawing closer to opening day, they beat the Rangers 11-4. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.